From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Rat on a packed show, boys and girls. So packed we are not going to hang about because I just haven't got time. I'm Eric Wiltshire at the base of the glorious Tattree Mountains in Pop Rat, hence the name of the programme. And I'm going to say hi to Talk Radio X, Replay Radio, Audio Boost, Spreaker, RTI itself, Ustream. I'm sure I've got everybody in there, but I'm not too sure. Let's first of all go down and say hello to Rachel in Queensland.
Hello.
How are you this week?
I'm much better, thank you. Much better. Don't get a flu shot. They're evil.
I know the feeling. We were all worried about you, darling.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for your worriedness, but I'm much better.
Brilliant. And over in the zit of the nose of Europe, which we'll be talking lots about because I'm embarrassed about it this week, it's Lee Banks.
Hello, everybody. And I'm very well as well, thank you. Thank you for asking and all the messages I got off everybody to say how they wish to get better.
But, Lee, they've been trying to do that for 72 years. They're not going to achieve it, are they?
I feel a lot better, thank you.
You're welcome. Last week, boys and girls, we had the privilege and honour to be chosen to broadcast the draw of the Rapid 2D winner. And loads of you kept sort of messaging going, well, who is he then? What's it all about? What does he... Well, I'm sorry, he was in the same position as the rest of us, didn't know the draw, then we found out he'd gone to work, so we couldn't get hold of him, but we've got him waiting now. The other two are going to shut up, because I can't do three lots of Skype in one go, I'll do my head in. So we're going to cross over to London right now, and we are going to talk to Nicola, who is the winner of the Rapid 2D competition.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Now, if you remember last week, boys and girls, we had that wonderful announcement. This was Rick actually telling somebody they just won £10,000.
Okie doke, here goes. My hand is going in the box. It's coming out of the box.
It's coming out of the box. Right.
Okay, hold on. There's a scrunched up piece of paper. Here it comes.
He's doing a good job for radio.
Here we go. Hold on. It's taking a long time. It's probably longer than...
It's been a long night.
Hang on. You've been practicing watching, you know, one of these competitions where they keep everybody hanging around.
I do a lot of practicing from the mirror at home. I want to be an X Factor judge.
Oh, right. Well, you have to be nasty then.
That's where I'm going.
X Factor judge.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so I'm delighted to announce that the winner of the Rapid 2D in partnership with Microsoft competition for £10,000.
Can you just say that figure again?
£10,000.
Thank you.
Is. Dramatic pause. Valka Entertainment.
Wow, well done, guys. Big round of applause for you lot. Woo! Well done indeed. Myra, what do they have to do with this money? Anything? So there we had it. That was Rick announcing on the programme, exclusively via RTI, that Nicola had won this money. The trouble is, Nicola was already at work, so we couldn't talk to him. And I should explain to the English amongst us that, like Slovakia, where it is very common for a young man to be called Marion, it's also very common for an Italian man to be called Nicola. So don't get confused. Nicola, welcome to the programme, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Very good.
Nicola, please tell me, what was it like when you first found out you were the winner of £10,000.
Yeah, it was very hard for me to understand, but I cannot believe this. When I listen to your voicemail, for me it was amazing. I was working in that moment. Yeah. I listen to your voicemail and... I cannot understand. I pass my phone to my job mates, and they watch me with the eyes very open. And oh, you win £10,000. It's incredible, Nicola. Why? How? And In that moment, I stopped to work for half an hour. And thought, I cannot. My mind is in another world now.
Exactly. Now, Nicola, tell me, before we find out about Rapid 2D and games, because I know you love games, I know where you want to work, but before that, tell me a little bit about you. Where did you work in Italy, and then how come you ended up in London?
Yeah, in Italy I've made a lot of different work. I worked like a pizza chef, and before this I worked like a delivery of pizzas in Italy. Uh-huh. And after I worked in a store for databases, I put some information inside databases. After this, I made some for engineering. I prepare some camera machines for park amusement park in Italy. After that, one year without a job.
No job at all,
yeah. For 1 year, no jobs.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Unfortunately, no.
And, so is that why you made a decision?
For other things. Because my dream, yes, is working in a software house for made programs, made video games in particular. Mm-hmm. Then I see in Italy there's no possibility for me or for other people like me. And I think London is a very good city. There is plenty of software house here in London. Mm. And as well, London is, they speak in English, and I want to improve my English.
Nicola, yeah. I've been trying to improve my English for 50 yeah. years, and I still haven't done it yet. My English is rubbish. Don't worry about it.
No, come on.
So, okay, you then jumped on your motorcycle.
Yeah, yeah.
What motorcycle have you got?
I have a Honda Transalp.
And very, very fast.
Not so fast. It's heavy, not fast. It's only for long travel, long distance.
It's a Grand Tourer, isn't it? The old GT style. Yeah. But still fast. It still does more than 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's still fast.
So, okay, you jumped on your motorcycle. Yeah. You rode from Italy.
Yeah, from Italy to London.
London. And what was your first day like in London then?
My first?
Your first day. It must have been really weird.
Yeah, my first day was particular because I arrived in London after 5 days of travel. And I was little tired. I have no friends, no one here in London. Then I left Italy without ideas. I told, okay, I take my motorbike and I go. I want to see if I have the brave for arrive here in London.
You're wonderful. I love you. You are wonderful.
Thank you. I arrived here in London. It was 5 or 6 in the p.m. And I have to find a house or something. I arrived in, I don't remember where. Having this agency, I found an agency of Italian people that speak Italian, and they helped me to find a house. They give me a house in 2 hours, and
wow,
yeah, so very lucky for this.
Yes,
and in 2 hours, it was inside the house. A bad thing about London. When I arrived in London, the first day, I parked my motorbike in the street because I found a place near the house.
Yeah.
And in the night, the first night I was here in London, 5 men tried to steal my motorbike.
Oh, no!
Yeah, the policemen come in my house at 3 in the night for wake up me and told me this.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
I mean, did you get a pretty police person or was it all men? Was there some ladies there?
No, it was a lady.
Oh, that's okay then. That's okay.
It was...
Pretty girl in a uniform is always nice.
Yeah, it's always nice.
Yeah.
I see the policemen here in London are very good people.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice. Okay, so you've now got yourself in London. You found a job, I understand, after a while. But then you started to look at training within England. And you first went to an IT training school, yeah?
Yeah.
And tell me about that, because that didn't work, did it?
The first trade to game, no?
No. You went to an IT company before, yeah?
Yeah, okay. This company, you know. Yeah, this was a company that I searched because I arrived in London. In 10 days, I found a job in the chef.
In a
restaurant. Yeah, but in the meantime, I continued to search jobs in the IT, and I found this company that promised me a course of Microsoft for Microsoft certifications, and after a job. In 2 months, they told me, we give you this course, these exams, and a job. Mm-hmm. I pay this company for having this exam. They give me, the course, and online course for how to prepare me to give the certificates. Mm-hmm. But after, when I tried to call this agency for give me the exam, when I was ready for give it for to do the exam, mm-hmm. they continued to tell me, no, wait, next week, the next day, call me tomorrow. And when the deadline of this contract was arrived, mm-hmm. they called me, oh, Nicola, no, sorry, it's arrived the deadline and you don't take the exam. Then we don't give you the job and the exam. Bye-bye.
No.
Yeah.
And you paid money to these people.
Yeah, right? 300.
So you were scammed, as they say in England, by a bad training company.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's bad.
No, I make a research in the internet and in Google for seeing this company. Yeah. And it's not only me, other people have the same problem with this company.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, well, I apologise on behalf of London. But you didn't stop there. You didn't let it make you upset or angry. You just said, okay.
No, I was very upset for this. And after this, also, the scam is not finished because they told me, oh, Nicola, because we are a very good company and we see your problem, we promise you give you one exam. In the computer was written 5 exams.
Yeah.
And they told me, oh, next wait 1 week and we give you the next one exam.
Right.
But all is past the 4 months, I think, now.
And, nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Mm. But you didn't let that stop you, which is why I really admire you. Because after that, you then moved over to start to learn games.
Never. I continued to improve my skills, I want.
Good man. Yeah. So then you went to Train to Game, and you signed up there, and mm-hmm. you started, what course were you doing?
A development.
You're doing a development course, okay.
Yeah, development.
And then shortly after that, you see a message talking about Rapid 2D in a competition.
Yeah, it's true.
What made you go, okay, I'll do it? Why did you decide to do it?
For the beginning, it was only not a joke, but I try. I see this opportunity and I register in the site only for see what is and what they want for me and for this competition. Mm-hmm. Register with this name, Evark Entertainment. Was a joke. It was not a serious name for me.
What's the name of your studio called now? The winning studio name?
Winning studio is Valka Entertainment.
Valka Entertainment, that's right. Remember that. Boys and girls, remember, when you listen to this program, put the words Valka Entertainment in your mind, because in a few years' time, you are going to hear that name again, and it's because this young man is going to make games for definite.
I hope this.
All right, so you registered, and then what?
I registered, I download the engine for make the games, mm-hmm. and I see, the first time I see, oh, it's very difficult for me, I cannot do this, I have not the skill, I cannot do. And I leave this, and I continue with my life to work and mm-hmm. to search other jobs. But after, I don't remember, 2-3 weeks, one man called me and told me, oh, Nicola, I see you have registered here in Rapid2D, but you don't do nothing in the course. We see you put only the name of the game and you don't public nothing. You need help, you need something. After this, I think in my mind, oh, maybe this could be a good opportunity for me. I can try hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to study Windows Studio, Visual Studio, sorry, mm-hmm. Visual Studio 2012, the new one. I start to study this language. I start to study XAML for learn for put my games, and after 2-3 weeks, I put my first game in the competition.
Wow!
And after two months, I put my 9 games, and I win.
So you actually made 9 games.
Yeah, 9 games. Yes.
Wow! And I'll tell you what, there's only dear listener, I have tried some of Nicola's games, and if you look for his studio name in Windows 8, when you search in the store, they are there. And my knowledge of national flags is rubbish. Yeah. I tried playing the game. I've never won on Nicola's game because my knowledge of flags is rubbish. So, I'm going to learn from you, Nicola.
Okay. You learn something from me.
Yeah. Okay. So you've done all this. You're about to go to a big presentation time with people from Microsoft and from Rapid2D. But what is your real dream, Nicola, in work? What do you want to do?
My real dream is to make games and work in Microsoft. My real dream. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Really. Microsoft is the most important company in the world.
Oh, that's a good commercial for Microsoft as well. I'm sure they'll love that. So really, this whole thing of, you know, Rapid2D, Microsoft and Nicola is like a perfect marriage almost. Is exactly what you want.
Yes, it's a perfect combination, yeah. In the future, I want to hear more about Rapid2D, because now I see it's only the beginning for Rapid2D, but I want to see what happens in the future with this Rapid2D.
Beautiful. Well, Nicola, thank you so much for joining us. You really are an inspiration to so many young people, and I respect you for that. And I wish
this is RTI on Radio Tetris International.
See how your career goes, and I want to see you make the game that comes up number one on the Windows 8 store. Right?
Oh, okay.
All right, mate. Thank you so much for joining us, Nicola. Take care.
Thank you.
This is RTI Radio Tetris International.
There you go, dear listener. That's Nicola's story. Amazing, isn't it? What do you reckon, Rach?
I think that's wonderful. My heart is beating so fast with joy.
Oh, well, it's going to get sad in a minute. Lee, what do you reckon, mate?
Well, I have to acquiesce to what our young lady friend has just said, apart from my heart is beating with joy.
Indeed. Okay.
It's good.
The other thing that we've... sad news this week, boys and girls. Baroness Thatcher has died, and this is our way of remembering Margaret Thatcher.
RTI, a place just like home.
Mr. President, 12 years ago, I first stood on this platform as leader of the Conservative Party. Now, one or two things have changed since 1975. In that year, we were still groaning under Labour's so-called social contract. People said we should never be able to govern again. Remember how we'd all been lectured about political impossibility. You couldn't be a conservative and sound like a conservative and win an election, they said. And you certainly couldn't win an election and then act like a conservative and win another election. And this was absolutely beyond dispute. You couldn't win two elections and go on behaving like a conservative and yet win a third election. I gather that during the last few days, there have been some ill-natured jokes about their new symbol, a bird of some kind, adopted by the Liberal Democrats at Blackpool. Politics is a serious business, and one should not lower the tone unduly. So I will say only this of the Liberal Democrat symbol and of the party it symbolizes. This is an ex-parrot. It is not merely stunned, it has ceased to be, expired, and gone to meet its maker. It is a parrot no more. It has rung down the curtain and joined the choir invisible. This is a late parrot. And now for something completely different.
Secretary of State for Defense has just come over to give me some very good news, and I think you'd like to have it at once.
The message we've got is that British troops landed on South Georgia this afternoon, shortly after 4 p.m. London. The commander of the operation has sent the following message. Be pleased to inform Her Majesty that the white ensign flies alongside the Union Jack in South Georgia. God save the Queen.
What happens next? What's the nonsense?
Thank you very much.
Just rejoice at that news and congratulate our forces and the Marines.
Are we going
good
to
night,
declare
gentlemen.
War on Argentina?
To those waiting with bated breath for that favourite media catchphrase, the U-turn, I have only one thing to say. U-turn if you want to. The ladies, not for turning.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
There we go. Lady Thatcher wasn't always quite... I don't know, what's the word, Lee?
Popular. I think that's the
word. Beloved?
No, I'm not... She. Everybody sort of paints her as the boring person, when actually she had a wicked dry sense of humour as well.
I don't think anybody painted her as boring. Well, I think she was painted as an absolute monster, and England should hang its head in shame at the moment.
No, I quite agree with you.
Yes, yes,
anyway,
yes.
Some of your comments, boys and girls. Oliver says, I wasn't alive then, so I'm not really able to comment. Very wise young man.
Yeah, unlike all the Greenpeace people and all the hedge livers.
Though, from what I hear, she was bad. Perhaps be good to look up some history and decide for myself. Do you know what? That is so right, Oliver.
Absolutely. Good egg, Oliver.
Yeah, don't be a sheep.
Yeah.
Andrew
and
says...
Until you do, Oliver, don't make any comment at all.
Well, that's very true. Research first. Andrew says, I know she was in poor health, but the news has shocked me. I was not a fan of her politically, anything but. But indeed, she did what she believed was best at the time. Benevolent, certainly she wasn't. But she was honest. The days of Margaret Thatcher, Tony Benn and Arthur Scargill were when people believed in principles and strived for what they believed was best for the country. Our current crop of politicians lack integrity, honesty, and any interest in anything but lining their own pockets. Her death marks the passing of an era. R.I.P. Maggie.
Well said, Andrew.
I think so. I think the word that was used in Andrew's message, the word honest, is basically what it's all about. You can't Indeed. Say she was the most popular woman in the world and that everything she did was right. But the thing is, I don't think anybody can deny that she was honest.
Well, that's the whole point. Lee, you're disappearing into outer space.
It's what I've been drinking.
Until you've been going to a party. Tim says, a historic politician, certainly. A great prime minister, maybe. A benevolent leader, no. Now, that seems to run all the way through it. Harry says, like all PMs, she made some errors. But none as bad as our current PM. Oh, dear. I believe she was an honest person, admitted when she was wrong. She had tough times with the Falklands conflict, which she handled very well under the circumstances. So I rate her a lot higher than a lot of others. R.I.P. Maggie. And then
Can I just comment on that?
Yeah.
There's a simple thing here, because what Harry says is spot on, absolutely correct. But if you think... in the past few years, particularly under a Labour government, we have gone to war, we've sold off the family fortune, and we've hit a recession, we've had all sorts of problems with the banking system.
Mm.
And what we do with these politicians is give them plaudits and make them peace envoys. Maggie Thatcher, who faced exactly the same sort of problems, but reacted to them and actually sorted them out, we call her a monster.
Yeah, she was ostracised at the end of it as well.
Yeah.
And I have to say very quickly before the end of part one, I'm going to say shame on the BBC.
Shame on Britain.
Shame on the BBC. Because most parliament systems around the world are available free online to everybody. The day that the Lady Thatcher debate was held in the London Parliament, I tried to log on to it from Slovakia to watch BBC Parliament, not a commercial channel, BBC Parliament. And do you know what? I was blocked access.
Were you?
Yeah, I didn't live in the right country.
That is really bad, Eric. I didn't know about that, and I think that is something that should be investigated.
Well, David said to me on Facebook, actually, the BBC's chairman, Patton, was, of course, one of the ringleaders of the gang of Heathite traitors that brought Mrs. Thatcher down. That's his theory. Mm. But in all honesty, surely to goodness, the parliamentary channel for a country should be viewable by everybody around the world. If you're trying to demonstrate that you've got a freely elected parliament, a democratic system, why don't you tell the rest of the world about it? I don't get it.
I don't get it at all either. I am mortified and shocked by that.
Do you have Parliament television, Rachel?
Yes, we do.
And is it free to air? Anybody can watch it?
Yes, it's free to air. We have question time every afternoon.
Every afternoon?
We used to have something like that, didn't we?
Yeah, we
that,
did.
That's Spanish as well.
Yeah, they only have it once a week now. I think it's because they can only write the jokes to blast for once a week. But I was seriously shocked to do it. And BBC, I found a way around it. So, to you lot. I just think that was totally deplorable. We're going to have more on Margaret Thatcher in part two of the programme. We'll be looking at the way the rest of the world looked at the news of Lady Thatcher's death as well. And more than that, we're going to find out what the Australians thought about it. Back in a minute.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.